State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
From Michigan Radio, this is State of Opportunity. I'm Jennifer Guerra. Hate crimes against Muslims in the U.S. went way up after the September 11th terrorist attacks in 2001, and the backlash against American Muslims is on the rise again after the recent attacks in Paris and San Bernardino. And that is causing a lot of stress on Muslim religious leaders in particular. It's 5:15, and evening prayer is just getting started at the Islamic Center of East Lansing. There aren't too many people here, 21 total, all men. The person leading the prayer is a youthful-looking man in a dark blue nylon field hockey jacket with a traditional white prayer robe underneath.
I'm the imam, which is like equivalent to a pastor, a priest, a rabbi for the Islamic community here.
Sohail Chaudhry says his job as an imam is part prayer leader, part teacher, and increasingly part counselor. When he became an imam 10 years ago, he mostly counseled Muslims about their religion, occasionally some marriage and conflict resolution counseling as well. Today, he says he still deals with those issues.
But also, due to the changing political climate and what's happening around the world, there are new issues which were not there back then, for example, how to deal with Islamophobia.
For example, a few Fridays ago, after the terrorist attacks in Paris, a female Muslim college student came to him for counseling.
And then she said to me that her professor in class came into the class one day and jokingly said to her, "I hope you're not hiding guns under your headscarf today."
With the rise of the Islamic State, or ISIS, Chaudhry says Muslims in the U.S. and in his community are stressed and anxious. They want to know, are they safe? Are their children safe? And they turn to him, the imam, for answers. And they aren't the only ones who turn to imams for answers. The media demand answers, too.
The imam invited news cameras to Friday's prayer service in Dearborn Heights to spread his message denouncing terrorists who act in the name of Islam.
ISIS, Al-Qaeda, and other criminals are hijacking our Islamic identity.
We condemn in the strongest terms such acts of terrorism that take the lives of innocent people. The
community, they are feeling that they are being put on spot, and it's a big burden to carry.
Farha Abbasi is a psychiatry professor at Michigan State University.
I did a recent study to evaluate the mental health of the imams realized that one of the biggest stressors that they are facing is the political atmosphere and the media coverage.
Not only do imams constantly have to defend Islam in the media after something bad happens in the name of their religion, but they also see their mosques coming under attack, too. Just recently, there have been reports around the country of mosques being vandalized and of armed protests outside of mosques. Imam Suhail Chaudhry from East Lansing says it's all very stressful.
There literally are days when we are thanking by the end of the day that nothing happened today. We did not hear any news about Muslims or Islam being attacked or Muslims being part of some terrorist activity around the world. And, you know, that gives the imam, at least from my end, you know, another day off from worrying about how we are going to respond. So it is very relieving to me when the whole week goes by and we've not heard anything like this. But I'm not getting those weeks.
He says he doesn't see an end in sight either, especially now that the presidential race is ramping up and Islam and Muslims in general have become a major focus for many of the candidates. With State of Opportunity, I'm Jennifer Guerra, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, our partner with communities where children come first.